back was turned.
Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday.
It is 12:06 p.m. We're Mess Machine. I'm Mia.
And I'm Mila.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFL Medford Tufts Reform Radio. And this is our last show.
Last show ever. That is so depressing.
Wow. So our theme for today is right before the credits roll. Oh my god, I just got the little battery notification.
Yeah, and both of our computers are dying.
Okay,
which I
so
think
we
is...
are not prepared. And that's okay.
You guys.
The credits are rolling soon, and this is the feeling right before then.
Yeah, for any and all.
Yeah.
I think there are a couple of things that I've added that are, like, actually literally in the very last episode of a show or movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And there's some that just sort of feel that way, where you're like, all right. But I think before those songs play, we might be annoying and come on and be like, so this is from this, and this is from this. And by we, I mean me.
Yeah.
I'm going to do that. And as I was just talking, I was thinking of something else that I wanted to play. So I'm going to go add that really quick, you guys.
We need to go find a computer charger. So I'm going to go ahead and play some music for you. Thank you for tuning in. This WMFO is so special. I think that this is really sad for us and bittersweet. But
it is so
it
sad.
Is so as much for us as it is for you, or maybe more for us than it is for you.
I mean, yeah, I would say maybe, I would argue possibly it would be more sad.
But we are appreciative, that's the point. Okay.
Yes, we're appreciative of all of the support for all of our listeners. I know that most of our listeners are people who have WFO open when we go on.
Yeah, true.
To all of you, thank you.
We'll be back
like
soon.
I'm accepting an award over here. But yes, we are going to go look for a computer charger. Listen.
Don't think about endings. Think about things that are important to you in this time in your life.
Think about the end of a movie that was life-changing.
But
and
no, we gotta think about the end of your movie.
When you're listening, think about the end of that one movie that was totally life-changing. And instead of it feeling absolutely depressing when it ends, it feels like you're waiting for, like somebody's driving off into the sunset and you know that there's this uplifting, amazing future going on after the credits roll. And that makes you feel even better about the movie. Listen with those expectations, with like the idea that, you know, even though the credits are rolling, listen to this amazing song that's playing. So we always know it's going to be okay. And awesome things are to come, such as this show for the next hour. So, bye, guys.
Bye.
I still remember every minute of the standing in the sun, standing in the sun. I would like to see you standing in the sun, standing in the sun, standing in the sun, standing in the sun.
At dawn, and he all cut their thumbs, and bleed into their bones till they melt away. I'm looking in on the good life I might do never to find. Without a trust, the flaming fields am I too dumb to refine? And if you took to me like when I'd advance like a queen of the eyesores, and the rest of our lives were fed well.
Wasted moments in the sunlight.
would you think if I sang out of tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by with a little help from my friends. I get high with a little help from my friends. Gonna try with a little help from my friends. What do I do when my love is away?
Would you believe me now if I told you I got caught up in a wave? Almost gave it away. Would you hear me out if I told you I was terrified for days? Thought I was gonna break. Oh, I couldn't stop it, tried to slow it all down. Crying in the bathroom, had to figure it out with everyone.
The light on. I've worn out the world. I'm on my knees in fascination, looking through the night. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light. I wrote the pain down, got off and looked up, looked into your eyes. The lost open windows all around, my dark heart lit up the skies. Now that I've worn out the world, I'm on my knees and fastened, looking through the light. And the moon's never seen me before, but I'm reflecting light.
We're back.
And we're sorry for leaving you hanging for so long without hearing our voices. The thing is, we're graduating. And the other thing about that is we wanted to take pictures.
So if you guys are like thinking about what we look like right now, we are in fact in our full Tufts graduation robes, sitting at the studio.
And I think that's beautiful.
I think it really is. It fits the vibe of what's going on.
Right before the credits roll. So, and also the other thing is that if you felt like those songs were really not placed in it,
excellently,
a good order, right? Yeah. If they didn't really flow from one to the next, that's because we were being inattentive, and we deeply apologize for that. But for the next 20 minutes, you are going to hear the best of us.
Oh, the best. And I will not lie, every single song I've added in here, in the next couple minutes, are from movies. And I'm about to tell y'all every single movie they're from. And I'm about to talk about every single movie they're from.
Okay, but don't have a lot of time. Okay.
So really quickly, though, I think we need to educate everyone out there, especially on this beautiful 80-degree day, because I was talking to a friend of mine who had no clue what Mystic was. And I was like, what do you mean? I think he is a sophomore. So he just, I think, had never been dragged to Mystic in the middle of, you know, the day or the night. And I think it's time for that to happen. So, Mystic River Reservation. Somerville may be New England's most densely populated city, but the spectacular open outdoor public parks, paths, and recreation areas along the Mystic River are close to every resident of Somerville and Medford. For the Tufts campus, it's about a 4-block walk west to get on a trail along Mystic River Reservation. The most dangerous part is crossing Route 16, so be careful there. You can walk, run, jog, bike, play tennis, and picnic. Or bring your own gear to have fun in the grassy fields. The Tufts Bacow Sailing Pavilion is a beautiful 2.5 mile trek, mostly along the Mystic River, and less than a mile further up the Shannon Beach on the upper Mystic Lake. Provides plenty of sand, pine trees, and seasonal swimming. This is the longest PSA ever, you guys. I'm so sorry.
Oh, God.
Experience There's nature more. With all sorts of gorgeous trees. Oh, wait, sorry. Sorry, we have a pronoun in here. Experience nature with all sorts of her gorgeous trees.
Oh,
grass,
her.
Geese, ducks, hawks, rabbits, chipmunks, plus even turtles and eagles. Improve your physical and mental health. It's all free for you to enjoy every single day of the year along the nearby Mystic River Reservation. A public service message from WMFO in Medford Tufts, non-commercial community radio. Guys, go to Mystic. Go to Mystic today.
Awesome.
Everyone go to Mystic. I think there is a beautiful, like, Mystic Lake. We're all Mystic. Oh, yeah, it's a lake, right?
Yeah,
it's Mystic
a lake.
Everybody swims. I have a floaty because I can't really swim. Don't judge me. I'm from a landlocked state. And it's just it's a grand amount of fun. Mm-hmm. So I think you should do it. And when they say you can go there all year round, that's not true because it's like 10 degrees, like maybe 8 to 9 months.
Probably frozen. It has snow on it.
I think so too. But last time I was there, I saw a blue heron. And I also saw a bald eagle, which is crazy. So, yeah, definitely do it. Okay.
The next song is... Well, should just be Surprise, I think.
Oh, wait, hold on. The song y'all just heard, Reflecting Light, by Phillips.
Sam Phillips, yeah.
Is the very last song that was played in Gilmore Girls. I don't know if y'all watch Gilmore Girls. In Gilmore Girls, A Year in the Life. And it connects back to a... very specific, very heartwarming scene in season 5 of Gilmore Girls in which Luke and Lorelai dance together for the very first time.
Aww.
And then this song plays as they're walking through the entire town and like you're realizing that like, you know, our time with them on screen is over, but they have this whole thing set up for like the future of their life and what they're going to be doing. And it's some of it's bad and some of it's good, but it's really nice. And I do cry every time I watch any scene with the song in it in Gilmore Girls. Mm-hmm. I don't know if y'all are Gilmore Girls people, but.
Well, regardless, it's like.
It's very heartwarming.
Walk down memory lane.
And also like this song is always playing in terms of like the main character spending time with people that they love and feeling like completely content with their future. And I feel like that's a really good idea to go into our rolling the credits. And then later on we have Almost Famous reference with Tiny Dancer by Elton John, specifically from the Almost Famous soundtrack. Yes, it is, I hope.
Yeah, it is.
And this is just like not the end of the movie, not necessarily for me, but when I hear this song I think of obviously Penny Lane dancing on the stage, the empty stage, and her absolutely intensely iconic line, which is like, I always tell the girls, never take it seriously. If you never take it seriously, you never get hurt. You never get hurt. You always have fun. And if you ever get lonely, just go to the record store and visit your friends. Which, we are literally in a room surrounded by records with our friends, with people that we love. So, kind of the same thing. So anyways, here is Tiny Dancer by Elton John. And that sentiment of always moving forward and being happy.
L.A. lady, seamstress for the band, pretty eye, pirate smile, you marry a music man, ballerina, you must have seen. She's in me, always with me, tiny dancer in my hand. Jesus freaks out in the street, handing tickets out for gold. Thank you.
dressed up like a pillow, so she's always in bed. Flowers for the silken bird. She's on the go, way too fast and way too slow. She'll turn to stone in hospitals and funeral homes. And when the fog rises, somebody sighs who is not in disguise anymore.
Has come,
guys.
It is 12:55 and 45 seconds.
It is May 5th, 2026.
Amen. And that means that Mesh Machine's legacy is coming to a close.
It also means that this is probably, unless we decide to pick up some subs.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I want to. So. This cannot be my last time in this studio.
This might be one of our last times in this studio.
Yeah.
And that is so sad. Before the credits roll, I will say to anyone listening who's an undergraduate or who's not graduating right now in literally 2 weeks, come play music with us. Come play music at WMFO, enjoy the studio, find all the messages that we've written all over the walls, and open the credits back up, dude. Make a sequel. You know what I mean?
Ooh.
Make a Mess Machine sequel. We give
chapter
people,
two.
Yes, full permission to do Mess Machine chapter two.
Oh, but don't name it something else.
What? I was just giving them permission to name it Mess Machine. Come on. We can start a
legacy.
That's
ours. That's not theirs.
Hmm.
That's mine.
You have 50% permission.
You can use mess or machine.
Yeah, I think I'm mess in your machine usually. So I'd say you guys can be mess something else.
You can take the machine too, but you can't take them together.
No, you can't. You can't. Mess, chapter two, machine. Yeah, if you do use a mess machine, you have to say a sequel or chapter two in your title.
Good.
Or we'll find you.
Yeah.
I'm kidding, guys. but anyways, keep tuning in, listen to all the people who come next, all the last show, all these other people who are probably having their last shows as well.
Yeah, at least last shows this semester.
Yeah,
for the summer.
And think about us. Oh my god.
think about us
like we are your sad exes.
Oh no.
Yeah, think about literally have dreams about how amazing our show was. It'll never be so good again. But anyways, yeah, so we are gonna probably head out, let the next person come on. The last song, are we playing one more song?
Yeah.
Is it Don't Meet?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, perfect. The last song is from Breakfast Club. It is also from Pitch Perfect. So it's just a very good final goodbye. Fist in the air, calling it a day. And we love you guys, and thank you so much for all of your support. And do we have, anything we want them to do?
Think about the special things in your life right now. Maybe they're ending, maybe they're just beginning, but I think
probably
it's
both.
Probably both.
Yeah.
It's important to acknowledge your appreciation for those things, and maybe even tell the people around you in those spaces that you appreciate them.
Yes. And tell yourself that you appreciate it. I don't know how to say
that. Yourself?
Tell yourself you appreciate you. Because people forget to, like, I feel like we oftentimes believe we're, like, act as though we're in a movie a lot of the time, you know? And, like, when things end, we're, like, you know, we're constantly trying to play this part and act a certain way. Or even just, like, living without being conscious of our lives because we're just trying to get through it. But take a moment and accept that this is your life, and whether or not it be sad, happy, on the come up, on the rolling down, whatever is happening, acknowledge that you exist and that you are happy to be alive.
And that's a beautiful thing. Okay, I'm Mia.
And I'm Mila.
We're Mess Machine.
And you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio.
See you never.